Hello and welcome to RCGP Perspectives, peer-to-peer conversations digging into everything and anything general practice. This week, we've got a series of special guest episodes for you, focusing on well-being. These were recorded before the COVID-19 pandemic, but are tailored to give you some tools to help support your own well-being in these difficult times.
I'm Dr. Alka Patel. This podcast is brought to you on behalf of the RCGP Wellbeing Committee to give you the space to reflect on your well-being, the tools to value self-care, and the actionable steps you can take to enhance your joy at work. We know life is busy, so each podcast will be a short, light bite for you to be able to absorb with ease into your day. This week's episode is burnout. What started out as important, meaningful, and challenging work becomes unpleasant, unfulfilling, and meaningless. Energy turns into exhaustion, involvement turns into cynicism, and efficacy turns into ineffectiveness. Does that sound familiar? That is burnout, a classifiable health condition coded in the ICD-10. Burnout may be the result of unrelenting stress, but it actually isn't the same as stress. Stress involves too much, too many pressures that demand too much of you physically and mentally. Over-engagement. Burnout is about not enough. Feeling empty and mentally exhausted, devoid of motivation. Disengagement. So how can you identify burnout in yourself? Think of these three features. One, emotional exhaustion. Do you feel that your sentiments and feelings have become depleted? Two, depersonalization. Are you feeling detached from patients? Three, lack of personal accomplishment. Do you have a low self-sense of achievement and satisfaction from work? Burnout seems to affect healthcare professionals nearly twice as much as the rest of the working population. The source of burnout can lie within individuals, such as our strive for perfectionism or relying on avoidance as coping strategies. The source can lie within the medical profession, with the conspiracy of silence, the blame culture of medicine, and the ingrained training to put the needs of others before ourselves. And the source can lie within healthcare organisations, with the burden of regulation, changing work environments and organisational structures, and poor leadership. A BMJ editorial, Making Doctors Better, highlighted that the causes are generally the same across the world and include a lack of time with patients, loss of continuity, erosion of amenities such as on-call rooms and doctor's messes, shift systems that undermine traditional peer and senior support, unrealistic public expectations of medicine, the industrialization of healthcare turning it into a production line, a growing burden of administrative tasks and being expected to deliver more with fewer resources. As doctors, we increasingly work within a culture of litigation and blame, carrying the full burden of accountability despite a loss of authority and autonomy. We suffer when we can't provide the high-value care patients deserve, and we feel we must always appear infallible. We struggle to uphold the demands of our professional persona, which includes self-sacrifice and the denial of vulnerability. While helping and caring for others can be extremely fulfilling, it can also drain our emotional reserves. So what's the solution? The 3R approach to burnout may be helpful here. Recognize, reverse, and resilience. To recognize burnout, be vigilant for the emotional, behavioral, and physical warning signs. What emotions are you experiencing? Feelings of failure and self-doubt? Feeling helpless, feeling detached, loss of motivation, a negative outlook, a decreased sense of satisfaction? Has your behaviour changed? Withdrawing from responsibilities, isolating yourself from others, procrastinating and taking longer to get things done, using food, drugs, or alcohol to cope. Do you have any physical symptoms? Persistent fatigue, recurrent illness, frequent headaches or myalgia, change in appetite, or poor sleep? To reverse burnout, try the Lifestyle First method using the acronym LIFESTYLE. L. Life. Define your purpose and passion in life. Your life purpose is the central motivating aim of your life, the reason you get up in the morning. Our vocation as doctors may offer us this purpose, but what are the specific aspects that fire up that passion? Focus on this. Try to find aspects of your work that provide you with value. Take time to think about your hopes, goals, and dreams. Are you neglecting something that is truly important to you? This could be an opportunity to rediscover what really makes you happy and to slow down and give yourself time to rest, reflect, and heal. I. Identity. Having a strong sense of identity links very closely with our behaviours. Be the person you want to be. Create a daily affirmation. I am organised, I am creative, I am thriving. Set boundaries, don't overextend yourself. Learn how to say no to requests on your time. And if you find this difficult, remind yourself that saying no allows you to say yes to the commitments that you want to make. F. Food. Develop a focus on food as nutrition, on food as energy, on food as a gateway to health. We know that food is a very important determinant of health, and we get to choose every mouthful. What you put in your body can have a huge impact on your mood and energy levels throughout the day. And foods, for example, that have been shown to boost mood include fruits and vegetables. These inhibit monoamine oxidase and increase serotonin and dopamine levels. And seeds such as sesame, sunflower, and pumpkin, they can also help as they contain tryptophan, the building block of serotonin. E. Exercise. Daily activity is key to keeping revitalized. Move in a way you enjoy. A 10-minute walk has been shown to improve mood for up to 2 hours. Try mindful exercise. Instead of focusing on your stresses whilst you're walking, focus on your body and how it feels as you move, the sensation of your feet hitting the ground or the wind on your skin. S. Sleep. Focus on your rhythms that fit with your work patterns. Set an alarm for a fixed bedtime. And try and have a wind-down routine. Don't forget to avoid coffee after midday and ignore digital gadgets 1 hour before you go to bed. Create a culture whereby work emails are not sent or responded to after 6 p.m. T. Time out. Rest, relax, recharge. Create some reflective space. Focus on the moment. Be mindful. Try 1 minute meditation. Use apps to help. The Calm app offers a free subscription to healthcare professionals. Journaling. Try that. It can be liberating. A place to write down ideas, feelings, thoughts, goals, affirmations, and gratitudes. Take a digital detox. Try 15 minutes of a daily break away from technology. Set a time each day when you completely disconnect. Put away your laptop, turn off your phone, and stop checking emails. Nourish instead your creative side. Try something new. Start a fun project or resume a favourite hobby. Choose activities that have nothing to do with work. And try relaxation techniques such as yoga, meditation, and deep breathing to activate the body's relaxation response. Why? Your tribe. Stay connected. Social connectivity is directly linked to health outcomes, so do activities with others. Reach out to friends and family, engage with colleagues at work to socialize together, connect with a cause or a community group that is meaningful to you. L. Learn habits. Put your actions into motion so that you develop automatic habits. E. Emotional well-being. tune in to positive psychology. And resilience. Whilst solutions have traditionally focused on individual doctors and our individual resilience, it is, of course, increasingly clear that effective interventions must be directed at the profession as a whole and at healthcare organisations. A meta-analysis showed that although individual targeted interventions such as mindfulness, stress reduction techniques, and education around communication skills, exercise and self-confidence did result in reductions in burnout, they worked better in combination with organisational interventions such as rescheduling shifts, reducing workload and enhancing teamwork and leadership. So as we draw a close to today's episode, here's today's action for you. Do your own burnout self-test. You can find a link to the validated MASLAC burnout inventory on the RCGP web link. Look at your scores, and if these indicate burnout of any degree, then take action and start to build your three R's using one aspect of the Lifestyle First method. Please do take a look at the show notes and additional resources on the GP Wellbeing pages on the RCGP website at www.rcgp.org.uk. Keep well and see you back here next week.
Huge thanks to Dr. Alka Patel and the RCGP Wellbeing Group. As always, links to resources are in the show notes below this episode, and if you need urgent support, there are helplines available on the RCGP Wellbeing pages. If you need help, please don't hesitate to reach out. Until next time, thank you for listening.